Let's go now to Simon Marks, who is in Washington, D.C. Simon, there has been no official reaction from the U.S. government yet to the delivery of the S-400 components. Is that a surprise?
It is a surprise, Rachel. I'm keeping a very close eye on President Donald Trump's Twitter feed this morning. He is awake at the White House. He's currently engaged in a bit of a tweet storm on a whole variety of different issues, but the word Turkey has not passed his typewritten lips on Twitter so far today. Indeed, the only US reaction that we've had is a one-sentence comment. We are aware of Turkey taking delivery of the S-400. Our position regarding the F-35 has not changed, said Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper yesterday before he had that telephone call with his Turkish counterpart. We were promised there was going to be a Pentagon briefing yesterday. The White House interceded and cancelled that. There was no official readout provided to the press here of that telephone call between America's acting defense secretary and the Turkish defense minister. And so we wait to see exactly what the position is of people like Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the national security advisor John Bolton. Remember, he at the National Security Council is supposed to be convening meetings now to discuss whether there has been a significant transfer of technology to Turkey that would formally kick sanctions into place under US law. Members of Congress, as you've heard, have not been quite so tacit. One of them traveling with President Trump on Air Force One yesterday briefed reporters and said Turkey will pay a price for this decision to take delivery of these Russian components. And four members of the Senate, two Republicans and two Democrats, who previously tried to stop Turkey from purchasing the F-35, issued a statement yesterday saying that Turkey has now acquired the S-400, a surface-to-air defense system, they said, created to target and destroy the American F-35. Turkey, they said, is trying to play both sides. And they say they are behind the idea of tightening, unveiling sanctions against Turkey over this. But the question is, where does the president of the United States stand? And on that, we haven't heard a thing.
All right, that certainly is the question we are waiting to get answered. Simon, are we looking at a potential clash here between members of Congress who favor sanctions and a White House that may be, shall we say, less than enthused about them?
Yes, it's perfectly possible. I mean, members of Congress who previously had spoken out and said that they didn't want to see Turkey acquiring this Russian system have, in the last 24 hours, said, right, it's time for Turkey now to pay the price. We wait to see what President Trump's own national security architecture has to say about all of this. Is there division between President Trump and men like John Bolton and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo? I think we have to wait and see where those chips fall. And after those comments that Hassan referred to, that President Trump made at the G20 meeting just a few days ago, where he seemed publicly to be expressing far more sympathy with the Turkish position than any members of his inner circle had previously publicly expressed, is he going to find himself in a situation where he decides to waive any possible sanctions? He's got the power to do that for up to 180 days, and then he can do it again for up to 180 days. So depending on the president's own personal view of all of this, it could be a very long time before any sanctions that are drawn up are actually introduced and implemented.
All right. Simon Marks, live in Washington, D.C. Simon, thank you.